From the Transcona Skids to the West End Punks, this is CKW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
Hello everybody, boots and saddle on the air. Just relax and listen in your easy rocking chair. Music for the family in that good old-fashioned way. We hope that we can please you, bring you some.
The Boots and Saddle Show is brought to you by Park Alleys, a truly unique live music venue featuring roots, country, soul, and jazz 5 nights a week in Winnipeg, Manitoba. Find us at 730 Osborne Street or online at parkalleys.com.
Howdy!
Well, good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, friends. Welcome to another installment of the Boots and Saddle Show, your humble home of honky-tonk and beautiful country music by beautiful country music singers. I am your host, your new best friend, your jukebox operator, Sean Burns, and I am coming right at you from Boots and Saddle headquarters here in the basement on the fringes of downtown Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada. On the program today, we have a healthy, healthy dose of new and recently released music, including the latest single from Melissa Carper and Theo Lawrence. We'll hear from Joshua Headley, Winnipeg's own The D-Rangers, and more. We've got beautiful country music by beautiful country music singers like Loretta Lynn, Tommy Collins, The Divorcees, and more. I'll field a request and queue up a tour that I'll be heading out on later this week. I'm here with you folks for the next hour. Thank you for tuning in. I hope you'll enjoy the show. I know that feeling all too well. What a shame. Now it's over for certain. You're finally hurting. Hello, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, friends. Thank you for tuning in. Episode 76 of the Boots and Saddle Show. I'm your host, Sean Burns, kicking it off today with a new and recently released tune. Brennan Lee, You're Finally Hurtin'. Her brand new record, Don't You Ever Give Up on Love, came out on October 3rd. And it is a stunning, pure, true country music honky-tonk record. In such a way that, you know, that you don't often hear. The singing, the playing, the recording, and just sonically, you know. And the production choices and the approach of the musicians, the whole thing. And it stands out, especially, you know, amongst a set of other new and recently released songs. It's just so much more pure and period correct than anything I've heard come out in years. And, you know, some people do it, like, you know, 20 years ago or so, those Amber Digby or Jake Hooker records that would have Dickie Overby or Jim Losberg playing pedal steel guitar, like, you know, the playing and the singing, the whole thing, it was there. Or even 30 years ago with, you know, Robbie Fulks having Tom Brumley play some steel guitar on his record. It's all there, but it's like they've checked every box on this Brennan Lee record of a golden era of honky-tonk and country music. Just so well done. So well done. Thank you for being here this week, friends. Thank you for being there last week. Thank you for being there. I appreciate you tuning in, but I really do appreciate you even more for listening. Last week, I came out of the gate pretty hot. And like I always often say here, that, you know, this is a safe space for me behind this microphone hosting the Boots and Saddle Show. I divulge maybe sometimes more than I should, certainly more than I do one-on-one and in person in real life sometimes, you know, or from stage, even though I've been letting it fly pretty hot from stage the last little while. But I was having a rough week. I'm, you know, happy to report I had a great week, in due part to all of the loving, caring messages that I received from you folks last week. I got phone calls, I got text messages, I got emails, I received messages on Instagram and Facebook. Folks just, you know, sort of checking in. How you doing? Heard you were having a rough time. Hope you're doing okay. You know, I really appreciate, yeah, your show and what you're doing. And all that really means a lot. You guys are the best listeners. This is a great group of people we've cultivated listening to this radio program. You know, you're quick to let me know when I've not done my due diligence, you know, when the research wasn't there, or if I've made a mistake, or, you know, any kind of slip up, you're always there to remind me. And I appreciate that. Like I said, it's nice that people tune in. It's even nicer that you're listening. And I love getting those messages, no matter what they are. So thank you. Again, thank you very much. Thanks to everyone that came out this past Friday, Friday, October 24th. We were at the Times Changed High and Lonesome Club, downtown Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada. Our good friend Amy Nelson from Calgary, Alberta, came out to open the show. Did a hell of a set, and a lot of you folks had never seen her before, and I'm really glad that we could help introduce her to you. Seemed to go really well for Amy and the guys, and they played at Park Alley's on the Saturday night. I went there to check it out, drank non-alcoholic beer, and ate chicken wings like it was my job, and had a nice time listening to the band. And a lot of you folks came out. Some of you listeners were out to the show at Times Changed. We had a good one. Appreciate you being there. I rolled back in to the very same Times Changed High and Lonesome Club on Saturday afternoon. Winnipeg's own Bad Boys of Bluegrass, the band that built the Times Changed, the D-Rangers, got a brand new record called Sketch that just came out this past Saturday, October 25th. They did the evening show, of course, at 9 p.m., but they did a 3 p.m. matinee. And Jackson was kind enough to invite me out to the show. I wasn't able to stick around too long, but I did make sure to get there, and they sounded great. So we're going to go to something from the brand new record by the D-Rangers, Sketch. Here's one called Can't Outrun My Bills, right here on the Boots and Saddle Show.
The other night, man, just for fun, took a ride on Highway 1. Take a gas and a couple of friends, still gaining speed around the bend.
Untied, untied. take me where the lights are lit, where the women laugh and the wine is fit. I swear I thought I'd never get untied, untied. Play the music high and loud, let me be among the crowd. I like the way I'm living now, untied, untied, untied. I'll travel yet a many a mile, but I won't be taken by a smile. Turn me loose, I'm running wild, untied, untied. Give me the best you've got in town. What's the price? I'll lay it down. I go where the better things are found. Untied. Duty chains I bore so long. Any place I stop is home. Untied, untied. There's not a woman to keep me near, to keep me broke year after year. I'll eat the meat high on the steer. Untied, untied, untied. I'm a happy lad, a carefree one. I work for the money to have my fun. They say he's a lucky son of a gun. Untied, untied. We'll go, my guitar and me, happy when we're fancy free, and that's the way we'll always be. Untied.
Tommy Collins, one of the father figures, maybe you could say, of the Bakersfield sound. And not the same Bakersfield sound that, you know, you get used to later on into the 60s with Buck Owens and his Buckaroos. But there's a place. There's a place for me, anyway, for that kind of hillbilly music. And there's certainly a place on the Boots and Saddle Show for it. Tommy Collins with Untied from his 1959 record, This Is Tommy Collins. It's a good album cover. And, you know, kind of... To go back to my earlier comment about doing the due diligence, hard to find the credits for the pickers on that album, but I would wager to say it's Buck Owens playing the lead guitar. Sounds like Buck, and I know Buck did a bunch of sessions as a lead guitar picker for Tommy Collins and other folks in and around the scene in those days. That one clocking in at 2 minutes and 15 seconds. The one before it, though, came in at 1:53. And there are two songs on Loretta Lynn's 1968 Fist City record that come in at under 2 minutes. Today we heard You Didn't Like My Lovin'. And I mentioned that, again, to go back to what I was talking about earlier today, about how great our listeners are. Say hello to our man, DJ Bad Brad, Slim Chance Cowboy, Honky Tonk Labor Union on the Instagram, who left a cheeky little message on one of my posts about my new record with Lost Country, and we're still have the crowdfunding campaign going on for the next, you know, shy of a couple weeks. It's still going on, and he said, "Any songs on your record coming in at under 2 minutes?" Sadly, no. We tried. We did try. Believe me. And there were many conversations about it, but we did not manage to get one that clocks in at under 2 minutes. So I had to get one in there today, though. I did, because of that. Kicking off that three-pack was the D-Rangers from right here in Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada, with Can't Outrun My Bills. Their brand-new record, Sketch, just came out on October 25th. Been a minute since the D-Rangers released a record. Exciting times. Say congratulations to the gentlemen in the D-Rangers, and a fine job on their new record. Friends, you're tuned into the Boots and Saddle Show. It's me. I'm your host, your new best friend, aren't I? The resident jukebox operator here at Boots and Saddle headquarters. Thanks for tuning in this week. Whether you're in at home base on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg, or one of our partner stations, or on the podcast feeds on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, thank you for being here. I've got a five-pack, a fiver of new and recently released songs here for you. And I think we did this last week too, didn't we? Yeah, we're going to do it again. Inundated with the new and recently released tunes of late. And some records I really dig. And I was having a conversation with Terry the other night at the Park Alleys about Rosie Nolan and Emily Love and, you know, and all these records that we've been giving a lot of attention to here on the show, and for good reason. For good reason. Joshua Headley has got a brand new record called All Hat. Came out on Friday, October 24th on the New West Records label. Produced by Ray Benson of Asleep at the Wheel. It certainly sounds, it's got that Ray, modern era Ray Benson production. Not necessarily my favorite, but Joshua Headley, the greatest country music singer of his generation. And here he is with a song called Come Take a Ride With Me, right here on the Boots and Saddle Show.
Come take a ride with me, come take a ride with me, and we can park down by the river. Spread a blanket on the ground, make sure no one's around, and then we'll spend the night together. Watching the sunrise in the reflection in your eyes, I can't imagine life much better. Come take a ride with me and be my bride to be, and we can ride away together. Come take a ride with me, and we can park down by the river. Spread a blanket on the ground, make sure no one's around, and then we'll spend the night together. Watching the sunrise and the reflection in your eyes, I can't imagine life much better. Come take a ride with me.
She'll be around. Take a heavy load. whistle blow with the Tennessee Devils tonight.
By the Emerald Club Tattoo Company. Located at 365 Eveline Street in Selkirk, Manitoba, Canada, it's just a short 35-kilometer drive north of downtown Winnipeg. Find them on Instagram at Emerald Club Tattoo or call 204-482-0020. The Emerald Club, Manitoba's favorite traditional tattoo shop.
Get those pirates from the shelf as kids want to watch something else. We lost the dial way back when. Mac and P.I. is on in 10. They're static on channel 3. Bunny ears are made from hangers. 8 p.m. is perfect strangers. Mama took us to Mickey D's. Happy meals for Mac and me. Then home to our Zenith TV. Up her hair, brothers in his crib without a care. Jack and Janet keep me company. Don't sit too close, you say you walk in mine. Them's the breaks when you're young and stuck inside. Now the kids can come and play. Daddy moved out just today.
Short, short skirts.
Orange tennis, she flirts and flirts.
Oh, that ain't right.
I know it ain't right.
No, that ain't right.
No, it sure ain't right.
You gotta find you a baby that'll treat you right. Cause that ain't right. Kissing on another man.
Oh, that ain't right.
Well, I know it ain't right.
No, that ain't right.
That sure ain't right.
You gotta find you a baby that'll treat you right.
Cause that ain't right.
That ain't right, no happy song.
Cause it's all about how she done me wrong.
Oh, that ain't right.
I know it ain't right.
No, that ain't right.
That sure ain't right. You gotta find you a baby that'll treat you right. Cause that ain't right.
Five-pack there of some new and recently released songs. That one there, holy, just some incredible playing. Melissa Carper and Theo Lawrence, their new single, Dad Ain't Right, came out on October 10th. Before that, from Los Angeles, California, though I think I saw on the Instagram that she's moving to Nashville. Rosie Nolan with Them's the Breaks. Her new record, Main Attraction, came out on October 17th. And boy, we must have heard half of it already. It's been a highlight of the year, for sure. Before Rosie Nolan, we heard from Ramona and the Holy Smokes. Their self-titled LP was released on September 26th. Today we heard something from them called Trouble from Charlottesville, Virginia. That might be the last one on the record that I've got set aside to spin here for you, but we've heard a pretty good chunk of it, haven't we? And before that was Patrick B. Ray with Tennessee Devil, the single that was released on October 3rd, a cover of a Finding Leroy song. Shout out to Ralphie for sending me that one a few weeks back. I've been meaning to get to it. I'm happy that I got to it today. Kicking it all off was Joshua Headley with Come Take a Ride With Me. Some fine playing by our generation's most beautiful country music singer. Joshua Headley's brand new record, All Hat, was released this past Friday, October 24th. Friends, I mentioned earlier in the program today that I'll be heading out on tour later this week. It's true. It's not a Sean Burns tour. It's not a Corb Lund Band tour either. I'm going to be heading out with my friend Little Miss Higgins, and I have not played with Jolene in many, many years. I spent 3 years in the band from February 2015 to February 2018. My first and last shows in the group were both at Festival de Voyageur right here in Winnipeg. But the last time that I left Manitoba with Little Miss Higgins was November 11th and 12th, 2017, for shows in Regina and Saskatoon. A memorable weekend for me, memorable dates for, you know, rather traumatic reasons, personal. And I was going to talk about it today, but I'm not going to. I'll probably save it for the Substack, for the monthly newsletter, but I might talk about it in the coming weeks. All that to say, I was kind of burned out on the gig, and my time to move on from the group had come. And she's asked me to do the gig with her a few times over the years, and I haven't been able to do it, or I've been too busy. And she asked me if I would come on the Sundown Strut Around Harvest Tour with her this November, this month coming here. And I thought about it, and I thought, yeah, I think it's time to do it. It's gonna be good for me to get out of town. I've been playing a lot here in Winnipeg lately, and I think it'll be. It'll provide some good closure for me on a personal level. I'm excited to do it. She was out in BC with a different trio backing her up, some good pals of ours. But it's going to be Jolene, Little Miss Higgins, and her partner Eric Lemoyne, who's a good friend of mine, playing the surf band with him. And he's played with me and my group over the years on and off. And he'll be playing guitar and probably banjo and dobro and maybe pedal steel. I'm not sure. I'll find out tomorrow at the rehearsal. And I'll be there on the upright bass. Heavy responsibility in a drummerless trio. But we operated like that quite a bit on the road with Jolene over the years. So I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to the, not the burden, but the responsibility. The added responsibility of playing bass. The Sundown Strut Around Harvest Tour is going to find us in Regina on November 1st, Saskatoon November 2nd, in Lethbridge on November 4th, Vulcan, Alberta, November 5th, Medicine Hat November 6th, Red Deer November 7th, and Calgary, Alberta, Canada on November 8th to wrap things up at Mikey's Juke Joint. I'm looking forward to it. I'm really looking forward to it. It's been nice to learn some of her more recent material and to refresh my memory on some of the older staples of her set list, like this one here from the 2007 record Junction City. It's Little Miss Higgins with That Train's Coming Down right here on the Boots and Saddle Show.
I've nowhere to be tonight. Nothing to see and no big sights. Just the creaks and the cracks and the matter of fact. The trains are coming down the railroad track. My fingernails are filthy. My skin feels well and warm. Garden work and sun and dirt. And now the day time to take a flight. Wagon on, kill the fatty calf until the break of dawn. No need to hurry, just mosey along. Take your own sweet time and let the rush roll on. Let the fast be furious and crash. I wanna see blue skies, big and wide. I wanna hear that water splash.
To the far sinner born.
The Boots and Saddle Show is brought to you in part by Nectar Fine Tattooing. Our friends at Nectar are celebrating 13 years of expert tattooing. Go see for yourself in the heart of sunny downtown Lethbridge, Alberta at 329 5th Street South. Give them a call at 403-942-0842 or find them on Instagram at Nectar Fine Tattooing. Driving down a great Canadian tour with that three-pack there for you, friends. Some good stuff from Moncton, New Brunswick. That was the Divorcees with Driver, Driver, from their 2012 record, Four Chapters. Easily one of, if not the best, country music record to come out of Canada in the last 25 years, I'll say. Before that, by special request, we heard Ian Tyson with Great Canadian Tour from his 1974 record, Ole Eon. Great record. Amazing album cover. Love that. I tried to convince Corb to recreate that album cover once. I shouldn't say I tried to convince, but I brought it up. So that'd be pretty cool. Don't think he's going to go for it. Send that one out to my my Uncle Kevin in the greater Kingston, Ontario region. Kicking it all off, Little Miss Higgins with that Trains are Coming Down from her 2007 record, Junction City. Hope to see you folks out there, some of you, in Saskatchewan and Alberta, the first week or so of November on the Sundown Strut Around Harvest Tour. Looking forward to being out there, sneaking back into the shadows, just being the bass player again. Got time for one more here for you before we say goodbye this week, friends. Go to all the way to Australia. Charlotte Lalivre. She's got a new single. Came out on October 17th called Tamworth Lights. We've heard from her on the program before. I was happy to hear from her again with some new music. The Boots and Saddle Show is brought to you by Park Alleys, located at 730 Osborne Street in Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada. Check them out at parkalleys.com. Archived episodes of the Boots and Saddle Show are available on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Those are updated every Tuesday around 3 p.m. Central. We're on Instagram and Facebook at Boots and Saddle Show. Our monthly newsletter, Saddle Up, is available at bootsandsaddle.substack.com. You can read or subscribe for free, or a paid subscription is also offered if you feel so inclined. You can email me with your comments, concerns, questions, complaints, invitations, unfriendvitations, anything you'd like at bootsandsaddleshow@gmail.com. Thank you for tuning in this week, friends. I hope that you enjoyed the show. Have a great week, and we'll chat later.
Voice down the end of the phone telling me that it's time to come home. Our hours are numbered, the end is near. She's calling your name, she wants you here. And
need to hold you in my arms, be by your side when death takes your heart. And as I look down on those 10 words, I pray that I make it through tonight. I won't be at peace till I'm by your side. Oh, please don't go till I say goodbye. Please don't go.
That looks like that's about all the time we got. We sure enjoyed playing here for you today, and we hate to leave, but we'll be back with you for long, so keep listening. Remember the folks that make it possible for us to drop around with you, too. This is Hank Williams speaking for all the boys, saying best of luck and health to you, and thanks a whole lot for listening.
Listening to CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
Support for CKUW is provided by the Western Cultural Center, your friendly local arts nonprofit. Community is important to us. Did you know that the WEC offers free drop-in music lessons in partnership with the Manitoba Conservatory of Music and Arts? The tuning program runs Tuesdays at the Western Cultural Center from 4 to 6 p.m. and it's for ages 12 to 18.
Hey, I'm Laura Western, host of The Reminder. Tune in every second Tuesday at noon where I broadcast you live from the University of Winnipeg campus. Listen in for a variety of music ranging from alternative, indie, some folk, old country, classic rock, maybe some singer-songwriter, and everything in between. Hope you like good music.
Every adventure begins with a spark of possibility, and Scouts Canada volunteers are the ones who bring it to life. Whether it's guiding a hike, teaching new skills, or planning the next big adventure, they create opportunities for youth to grow, connect, and thrive. Volunteering is about more than activities. It's about courage, connection, and unforgettable memories. Whatever your passion, there's a role for you at Scouts Canada. Adventure awaits. Take our online quiz and find your perfect role at scouts.ca/volunteer.